If you have a very heavy suitcase to take to, if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
Tote? Care.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Turtle? Terrapin?
What do you call the kind that lives on the land?
Gopher.
Okay, and you said terrapin? What was that?
Terrapin lives on land, too.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
Cows.
And what do you call those?
Moles. Mole. Tripe. I'd say tripe.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? The kind that would have a pointed front.
That'd be a boat, rowboat.
And what do you call the kind that has a square front?
I've never known. Had one of each.
Pardon?
I've had one of each, but I
call them the same.
This boat is all of them.
Okay, thank you. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case.
Pardon?
Case. Pillowcase.
Which would you say?
Pillowcase.
I mean, like, would you just say, hand me the case, or would you say?
Hand me the pillowcase.
Okay, thank you. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty of beads.
String.
If two men have a fight, and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really the other man.
Well, beat him.
Uh-huh, but really beat him. A strong word. Say there was this bully, you know, and he was always picking on everybody, and one day he picked on this new guy, and the new guy really beat him up, but another phrase instead of really beat him up.
Well, there's several words could be used for that. I can't think of one that's so powerful right now.
Well, what are some of the words that could be used?
Well, beat him up, slew him.
That's good. That, you know, something, you know, like a little more colorful than just beat him up.
Mm-hmm.
Say you know, he picked on your son and your nephew and everything, and you were just real glad to see that he'd gotten his comeuppance. You'd say he got really...
Slain.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he gets down like this? You'd say he's down on his...
Calf. Haunches.
Thank you. I get a lot of exercise with that question. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
miser.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
What do you mean, funny-looking clothes? Seedy.
Okay. Would there be a different word if it were a woman instead of a man?
Well, I would think so.
What would you say then?
Frilly.
Pardon?
Frilly.
If it were a woman.
A woman.